It's a very good afternoon, good evening, Sanbonani, Dumelang, Absheni, Malnuini, bonjour, from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you are streaming us in the world, welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Here, still speaking, is your boy Mlungisi Mbela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the tree scope, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. It's a brand new month. Some of you know it as October. Some are saying it's October. Hashtag Asizi. If you are on that October month, it's not a group assignment. You are alone. I'm definitely not alone in the studio, in our brand new studio, might I add. I am with the ever beautiful, shining, glowing. Too many adjectives, so many adjectives to go through. But once again, she looks absolutely great in our brand new studios. Oskumi, hello.
Hi, Mlu. How are you?
I am well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome to October.
No.
Thank you.
Andizi.
Thank you. Oh, Dako.
Like you said, it's not a group assignment.
Yeah, guys, can you please?
Yeah.
If it's something you want to do on your own, Batung, feel free. But for us, Asikolab.
No.
Where we are, guys, is we are celebrating and we are already now counting. We are on the 45th episode of Mjolo and Sex Podcast.
Can you believe that? 45.
People have been enduring.
They've put up with us for 45 episodes.
Gosh.
You guys are great.
Gosh. All we can say is a big thank you. A big thank you to you for taking your time to listen to all the craziness that we have to offer. And we hope that it does two things. We hope that it starts conversations, but most importantly, it also then educates at some point, because minus the craziness, this is really to help.
This is why we do this. You know?
But today we hope that you're going to once again be highly, highly interactive with us on our very spicy and very, very thought provoking and engaging social media platforms, which Sizo Shera at the end of the show. Today we have a cold but hot topic at the same time.
Yeah, it's almost like sweet chili.
Yeah. I love it.
It's almost like sweet chili.
Yep. Oskumi, what are we talking about in our igloo? Did you see what I did
there? I see what you did there.
Yes, what are we talking about, Oskumi?
Today we're talking about Eskimo siblings.
Yes.
Eskimo brothers and Eskimo sisters. Now, what these are is if you're a man and you and another man have slept with the same partner.
Yes.
You guys are Eskimo brothers. Uh-huh. The same applies for women. If you guys have slept with the same man, you guys are Eskimo sisters. Whether at the same time or at different times.
You are in.
Y'all are related.
Yeah. So, we are talking about Eskimo brothers and sisters. I think where the spiciness comes in is all parties, like istembu, polyandry, all parties are in consent. So if Khumi is dating me and my brother or me and my best friend, and we all agree, me and my brother or best friend become Eskimo brothers.
Yeah.
And vice versa. So, I mean, we're going to be talking about this growing phenomenon. Obviously, it's something that blew up in the European side.
I mean, we've been doing it. We've been having it here in South Africa. But we just did not have
a term
for it. We just didn't know what it was called. But we've been doing it.
Yeah. And I suppose maybe it was, I don't know, a modified version of an open relationship.
Yeah, it is actually.
But I think it's going to be very interesting when we talk about it with our expert to say what is it is. Wait, let me not ask it now. Let me ask it to our expert once again on our 45th episode. He has been with us from day one, and he has become more popular than us at some point. I saw him the other day, he was playing hockey. So it told me that his stick is actually good with balls.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Cheesy match.
I know. JP, welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast.
Alright, thank you so much for that introduction. I know.
It's a mouthful. Pun intended.
Wow. Oh, somebody's on a roll today, JP.
Wow. Yeah.
Yo, yeah.
JP, are you good?
Yes, thanks, and you too.
We're good. JP, let's break the ice. We're talking about Eskimo Brothers. Yeah, you see.
Oh no, he's definitely gonna roll, JP.
Yeah, JP, we're talking about Eskimo Brothers and Sisters. JP, I think you know, while we're gonna dissect this conversation further, one of the things that came to mind firstly was, are we socially moving into a world where cheating is going to be okay? Because really, you know, we have these concepts of open relationships. We have these concepts of fluid relationships where people just see whoever that they want to. Are we following the analogy of sexuality, where sexuality on its own, it's fluid in by nature? So our relationships, are they also following the same vein as far as this concept of Eskimo Brothers and Sisters is concerned?
So, you know, I can't say for other people, but I know for myself, I value a relationship very deeply. So for me, I want to be someone's number A. I want to be someone's number one. I don't want to be their option B or their other times when we can't have time together, they must go for someone else. As I also call Eskimo sisters, for example, they also call them Pogo sisters. And this whole concept of Eskimo brothers and sisters actually came from sharing a bed. So because it's cold, so now I am...
JP? 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 All right. Let's try and call JP again.
Network is twerking on us today.
While our technical producer is sorting that out. But it's actually quite interesting what JP is just alluding to about Eskimo brothers and sisters. I think our network is doing funny things. I think JP is back on the line. JP, are you back on the line?
Yes, every time we start to talk, then it goes.
I'm sorry.
The network is twerking on us today.
Yeah, we're moving to new buildings. Network welcoming us in a very unwelcoming manner. JP, you were saying?
Okay, so we started off with some Eskimo brothers and Eskimo sisters, and then Eskimo sisters are also called Pogo sisters.
Yep.
Okay, so the whole concept of Eskimo brothers and sisters actually started with sharing a bed. So it is cold tonight, so I'm sharing a bed with my girlfriend. Okay, my girlfriend is going out and working tonight, so now only her sister's there. So now it's cold, so let me go and cuddle with her sister.
And then also
the Eskimos back in the day, but they really do not like the term of, first of all, being called Eskimos. But they actually say that back in the day, they actually lent out their wives because there weren't as many ladies in their regions, and it was four, and, you know, so then they lent out wives. And that's actually where all of this started and the term got derived from.
JP, I mean, this is absolutely fascinating. JP, now, the last global index number, if I'm not mistaken, has said that there are JP?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So the last global index number said there are seven times more girls than guys in the world currently. You know, do you think you've touched on it partly when you talked about the olden days concept of Eskimo brothers? Do you think those numbers, you know, when we then contextualize those numbers, looking at also some people are not heterosexuals. We've got quite a few people who are quite fluid in terms of their sexuality. Are we going to see a lot of Eskimo brothers and sisters in today's social context?
I believe as things change, people also change. And as things get more normalized and more acceptable, then things actually change the whole idea of the old school people and the older generation. But for me, I don't want to be the person's number A. I want to be the option one. I don't want to be someone's option B, or when the sister's not there and out working, now I go for the other one. You know, that's completely not what I want in a relationship. But I must say, we don't know what other people's perspectives are, and that is why this concept started. I mean, in South Africa, we had polygamy for how long? So I do believe they are open to change and to things like this.
Mm. Interesting, JP.
I'm glad you touched on being somebody's number one and polygamy, because this is, it's not formalized, like being in a polygamous marriage.
Yes.
So then how would you, what's the word I'm looking for? How would you advise somebody who, I'm dating Tepo, and out of the blue, he says, but, you know, I like her, and I want her to be part of what we have going on, you know. How then would you advise somebody in a situation like that?
How does the conversation sound like?
Like, how do you even start?
I personally, I would feel like I'm like, not jealous, but for me it would be like, let's talk about it. Let's discuss our feelings around what is happening now and experimenting with new things. I mean, even if you look at people having threesomes or polygamy, they also have to have this discussion. Because the negative part of the Eskimo brothers and sisters are that they are feeling guilty and a little ashamed that they are made Eskimo brothers and sisters. So now that you know they are dating, but now I jumped in and I also have this to her. So now I kind of feel guilty and ashamed about that. Then also something about the concept of having sex with the same person as a friend is a bit weird, you know. Is this unacceptable or is it too inappropriate? And then also it might mess up your friendship in the end. And that is bad, you know. Then you can be comparing the two parties, you know. So then the one feels less worthy because was I as good as the other one? In bed, maybe they will now want to sleep more with the other one because I wasn't as good or satisfying or I did it in a different way than they did or whatever, or not as exciting. So then you can also sort of have these feelings and also break up other friendships and other relationships. So there is no special relationship between Eskimo brothers. For example, if it's at the same time, yes, it can feel like cheating. But if somebody slept, I said to someone, and we made out 6 months ago, and now I'm with someone else, and she is sleeping with a new guy, then it really doesn't have a real influence on me and him because I don't know him, and we're not really Eskimo brothers, are we? Because I'm not sleeping with her anymore currently. You know, so when she carries on with her life, I can't stop her. But they say you can't be jealous because this person is not in a relationship with you and you don't have some sort of ownership. It isn't a car dealership, you know, it's a lady or a guy. So they have their own choices to have this open relationship. You can't see this as a competition of who wins or who has more guys and girls and brothers and sisters, you know. And also, you can't just do this if you are with someone else. So if she is very happy in another relationship, it's not fair of you to then go and say, okay, but let's sleep together now and again, and you two carry on with your serious relationship, but it must be fine for her, you know. So, yeah.
Can we... Yes, go on.
So then I think you must ask yourself, so can you say that you're okay and you're fine with this and cool with this, as you guys said, or are you going to be jealous? Or are you doing this just for the sake of getting sex? You know, is it just for a body? Yes, when I need sex, okay, the sister's not here, so let me go for the other sister. You know, or is there actually more connection to this? Do you link your emotions to sex, or is it more an object relation, and that you just use the sexual organs and not the people as a person? A very big English there, but are you using the person as a real human, or are you just seeing them, okay, that's a dick or a vagina, so, you know, just use that and then worry about all the relationships and the friendships and the things around it that can fall into pieces or grow bigger then. And then also, AIDS is still real, people, because COVID came, it didn't stop AIDS and AIDS was going away. So unfortunately, and incest in South Africa, for example, starts from the age of 10 years old. Okay, so most of the girls here are raped by uncles who are unemployed. So the emotional damage is long-lasting, and it's tough to work through, even when they get older and want to get into relationships and so on. And most people in polygamy currently are doing it for green cards. So now the law is also thinking of how are we changing this and how are we doing this, because now you speak to get a wife or twice with a person who is already married to others, so you're not going to give them your full time because, hey, they have other people to keep them busy, but you get your green card.
JP, my question is now, unlike polygamous marriages, you know, polygamy... English. With polygamy, men tend to enter into such marriages because they want to extend the family.
Yeah.
You know, maybe his current wife can't give him kids, so then he will get a second wife. So then, is it safe to say that if you are now in a Eskimo sibling situationship, isn't that now a bit selfish?
Mm-hmm.
Is it for emotional connection that you have all these partners, or is it because you just want to satisfy your physical needs? Mm-hmm. You know, you're lusting after this person, and instead of you breaking up with your partner, you invite this person now into your relationship. Is it safe to say that such people are maybe, I don't know, a bit selfish without, you know, passing judgment?
Even the research agree with you, Clemmie. So they say that women in polygamous marriages generally experience a varying degrees of emotional difficulty, such as anger, jealousy, loneliness, unhappiness, emptiness, and feelings of neglect. STIs, and including HIV, being subjected to intimate partner violence. All of this because of polygamy. We are looking at natural selection, and you want to have babies one day, whatever. But there are so many things you can do these days. There are fertility clinics. You can have a surrogate mother. So you can use a sister as a surrogate, you know, or whatever the case may be. And arrange things like that around the family to still make a baby, you know, or whatever the case may be. You don't need to be in a relationship with that person to just have more babies. But in polygamous relationships, tend to have less power. They are more likely to suffer from sexual, emotional, and psychological abuse. But polygamy is associated with uneducated and women of low economic means who have relationships with older men and multiple sexual partners. So this is what the research says. So unfortunately, I understand that, you know, more family members, you can claim more from SACPA. You can let one of the wives look after all the kids while the others are working. You know, but what is it going to mean for you and your children? What's it going to mean for the family view? What's it going to mean for your relationship with the guy? And can you have many wives? And what about wives having more than one husband? You know, so then we bring in all of that discussions as well.
Okay. All right, JP, I mean, finally, we've got a lot of people people are calling us. I think maybe the conversation is quite heated. JP, I mean, finally... We did one episode. We chatted at length about cheating, and I think we part of the conclusions we came to was people will cheat whether you do.
People will cheat because they want to. Yeah.
And you know, you spoke at length in terms of the damaging effects that cheating has. My first question would be, in your psychological expert opinion, you know, if someone were to, if a couple were to come to you and say they want to try this out, with the context of cheating that we live in, would you advise it? And if there are people that who are going to try it, how would you then advise them to navigate through it?
Don't do it.
So I think, first of all, you can sugarcoat cheating with many words. You can call it different things and different names.
Yeah.
No, it's an Eskimo this, or no, it's a polygamy, or no, it's just an open relationship, as you said. But what's the most important through all of this is the open communication. So if you come for couples counseling, it will definitely be, in a sense, I will never tell you this is right or this is wrong, never ever.
Yeah.
I will always guide you through what your opinion is and then to keep it safe. So how are you going to keep this safe to protect your relationship?
Yeah.
So are you going to set up a contract literally and saying, this is what I expect from it. This is what I want to experience out of this. This is how I feel about these points. How are you feeling about that point? Can you keep in touch with other people? When do you do it? In front of me or not? When I'm not around? Do I want to know with how many people? you know, you set out all these rules and then you go according to that. And then if one feels uncomfortable, both must be open to say, well, stop, we don't want to continue with this. But it's all about communication. Otherwise, you're going to lose your first relationship and also damage the other people you also drag into different relationships.
Yeah. That's powerful, JP. That's absolutely powerful.
But you must just do it safely. So, yes, you can sleep with other people, but do it with their consent. Do it with condoms. Do it safe. Make sure you know your HIV status. You know, things like that. Just to protect everyone you can. And yes, then do whatever you believe is right in a relationship, but communicate.
I think, JP, it's safe to say, as cold as it may sound, the repercussions of this are going to be quite hot.
Yep.
It's safe to say. But once again, JP, we must say thank you for always being available for the past 45 episodes leading up to the 50th episode. Thank you for always being available with insight, with research, but also with all of that coupled with a great personality and enthusiasm to do this. And I really hope and pray that, you know, the next 50 episodes moving forward, it would just be above and beyond what we've already established as a audible, but also as a learning relationship.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's such an honor and privilege to be part of this.
Thank you so much, JP.
Thank you.
Yes, we're going to invite you to our 50th shindig. Keep.
Yes, please. I can't wait.
Yes, we're going to invite you definitely, JP. But thank you again for your insight.
I'm there. Thank you so much.
Cheers, JP.
Bye, JP.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. I think, Oshumi, you know, while some people will have their opinion in terms of right and wrong, we must, I think, I kept asking these questions deliberately because we cannot ignore the fact that we live in this ecosystem called the world that we live in, where sexuality is so fluid.
It is so fluid.
You know, I asked if cheating is going to get to a point where it's valid, because we do it so much, it's so painful. We've done an episode where we've talked about the repercussions of thereof. Maybe Eskimo brothers and sisters is going to be actually a point, like polyandry and polygamy, going to be a point where people are just going to say, you know what, for the sake of sanity, let me rather than... At least I know that he or she is doing it.
And also, it makes sense, you know, why Eskimo siblings are a thing and thruples are a thing.
Yeah.
It's because studies have shown that millennials do not want to have emotional connections.
Yeah.
Some of them don't know how to have emotional connections.
And that's okay.
So it makes sense that they would want to have more than one partner.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, it's okay. Personally, I don't understand it, but I am not going to stand in judgment of anybody.
Same here.
I'm not going to judge people simply because they sin differently from me. Yeah. You know? But like JP said, if you're going to enter into a situation like that or find yourself in a situation like that, do it responsibly.
And do your research.
Do your research.
And I'm not talking about paper research, human research.
Yeah.
Make sure whoever that you are going to add into the party... you've checked their status, because we get sick, guys. We get sick.
And we've been preaching this for 44 episodes, and we're gonna preach it on the 45th one. Communication.
Absolutely.
You all need to be on the same page if you're going to be in that kind of situation.
And it's
because I don't want to be sitting up at night wondering, oh my gosh, is he with her or is he with somebody else?
Exactly.
You know, so communication is vital in such a situation.
And it's worse because with even this one, at least in the last episode, we were talking about polyandry and polygamy.
Yeah,
there's a law that's going to legislate it. These things are not governed.
It sounds like this is like an illegal, if you could call it that, an illegal form of polygamy.
Exactly.
You know, not even illegal, informal form of.
Yeah, I understand. So it's a gentleman's or woman's agreement.
Yay.
So guys, as I'm saying, like, please, as Khumi says, communicate, But also, hence I said, let's be socialized to understand that not all of us, hence JP was saying, not all of us treat sex as an emotional thing.
Yes.
Some people, it's a physical thing. And that is why people have fetishes. Some people have desires. It's important that you talk.
And not everybody is open to monogamy. Not everybody is monogamous, so it's fine.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And again, who are we to judge?
Who are we to judge?
Who are we to judge?
Like, guys, where did Elamudimu Meriko
Wagash? Thank you.
No.
Guys, let whatever, I always say, whatever rocks your boat, whatever makes you sleep at night, dala what you must.
Always.
But another thing that you must dala what you must always is our social media platforms. Oshumi, where can people interact with us?
They can find us on Facebook. We are Daily Sun.
Yes.
Or they can tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Yebo.
Or they can find us at our exciting, exciting forever digital home, www.dailysun.co.za.
It's /Mcholo, and you can find this and 44 other episodes. Once again, guys, a big thank you to you for the past 45 episodes that you've been rolling with us. We hope that you're going to roll with us as we march on to our 50th episode and beyond. But once again, guys, Babu Cupcake has moved us to level one. Guys, it is important that we express the importance of getting yourself a jab.
Yes.
It is absolutely vital. We want to get to herd immunity in December as they are projecting.
Guys.
We need to make sure. I'm waiting for my second jab. Kumi is fully vaccinated.
You need to be like me. The girl is fully vaccinated. The girl is all over the streets.
Guys, please. Please.
I want to see you guys out there. Come on now.
Exactly. So, guys, please make sure that you get yourself vaccinated. All information is available on the government's health website.
Yeah.
Vaccination centers are literally in every metropolitan city that you reside in. Go and, if you're not sure, go ask, read up, leave the conspiracy theories alone, guys. Leave them alone.
Yeah, no. Guys, I got my two doses and I'm fine.
No microchips, nothing.
Yeah, no.
Nada. Please, guys.
I still cannot operate the microwave just by looking at it, so...
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
We're not there yet. But another thing, guys, please make sure while the country is opening up, our sexuality is also, and our sex activity is going to open up as well. Guys, please make sure, like we're talking about here, while we say communicate, please make sure that you are playing safe. If you're going to be Eskimo brothers and sisters, please ensure that you do it safely.
Keep it wrapped up.
Guys, keep it strapped. Keep it strapped at all times. Once again, for the 35th time, big thank you to you. Big thank you to everyone who's been part and parcel of this journey. As we march on to the 46th episode, I am still Lungi Simbela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese cop, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And I'm still Romy Siabi, and still without an outro.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Always. Shop, shop.